And it is time for another round of Oh, the Humanities, talking about the humanities on UNC campus, humanities.unc.edu, for all the information you need about the Carolina Public Humanities Program. Ordinarily, we're joined every week by Max Orr, the executive director of CPH. This week, we are joined by Lloyd Kramer, UNC history professor and the director of Carolina Public Humanities, who is going to be the featured speaker at the Humanities Happy Hour on Wednesday at Top of the Hill Back Bar from 6 to 7 p.m. This is free and open to everyone. Topic is going to be nationalism in Europe and America, which is a topic that is fortunately or unfortunately ripped from the headlines. I guess both, fortunately and unfortunately, in a variety of different ways. Lloyd, thank you for being here in the studio today.
Well, thank you, Aaron. I'm very happy to be here.
And should mention that Lloyd is also the author of Nationalism in Europe and America, which is a book that came out, 4 years ago, I think?
Yeah. With UNC Press. That's right.
And this is going to be a really cool discussion. So tell us, first of all, about Humanities Happy Hour in general, because we haven't really talked about this on the air. It's a really cool program. You do it once a month, and it's free, great opportunity to come to a bar and drink and talk about a cool topic in the humanities.
Well, it's part of the core mission of our program at Carolina Public Humanities. We're looking constantly for ways to connect the faculty at UNC with people in the wider community. And one of the ideas we came up with was that we need to find a place where people like to hang out. And we discovered that bars are one of the places people go to.
You didn't have to talk too much to come up with that, right?
So we thought, what if we started doing something where people like to congregate? And we talked to our friends over at Top of the Hill, and they said, well, we'd love to do that. Mm-hmm. They do another program on science, and then we said the humanities are just as important.
There you go.
And so we started this about a year and a half ago, and we have a program on the third Wednesday of each month at 6 p.m. They're free and open to the public, and the Top of the Hill serves drinks. You do have to pay for the drinks, and there's some snacks and hors d'oeuvres, and we always talk about an interesting and controversial issue, and there is about a 20 to 25 minute presentation, and then about 30 minutes of just give and take.
What have been some of the topics that have been discussed in the past?
We've talked about a variety of issues. We did a program, for example, in 2016 on the Olympics and why the Olympics are important in international affairs. We did one on terrorism and why terrorism has such popularity in some communities and why it's so feared in some communities. We've done others on music and the senses. We did a very interesting one last year with Mark Katz from the Institute for the Arts and Humanities on how music enables people to communicate even when they can't speak a common language.
Oh, very cool.
So we've done a number of programs on themes that we think are of importance to people no matter whether they're in any way connected to the academic world or not.
Awesome. And if you're listening out there, you want more information, humanities.unc.edu is Carolina Public Humanities website. Get all the information you need about Humanities Happy Hours. There's one every single month, third Wednesday of the month, and a whole bunch more activities and events as well. Third Wednesday of the month means that this Wednesday, the 17th, is the one for January, and Lloyd Kramer is going to be speaking at it on nationalism in Europe and America, which is a topic that's near and dear to your heart. So without spoiling too much of what the discussion is going to be on Wednesday, tell us about nationalism. What do people need to know about that topic? Because it's in the news. People talk about it, the national identity. Mm-hmm. And national identity is something that people feel very strongly without not necessarily knowing a great deal about sort of the history of that identity in that topic.
So the reason we're going to talk about nationalism is that it seems to shape so much of what happens in public life. Our politics today are very much affected by debates about borders and immigrants and who is a citizen and what does it mean to participate in political life. The NFL protests about the national anthem, the debates about the legacy of the Charlottesville conflict, how do we define the nation? So we wanted to do a program on why do people feel so deeply and strongly about their national identities. Mm-hmm. And nothing can be more upsetting than to see someone burning the flag of your nation, for example, or insulting your nation, or insulting people in your nation with whom you identify. And so why does that happen? And I'd say my overall thesis is going to be something about the relationship between nationalism and religion, that we need as human beings to identify with something beyond our own selves, and that the nation for many people has an almost divine quality. It was there before we were born. Mm-hmm. It gives us power and strength while we're living. And we feel the consolation of believing that it will be there long after we're gone. It's a sort of connection to immortality.
That's something that's historically contingent, right? Because, I mean, the whole concept of the nation, as much as we take it for granted, is still kind of fairly new in history, right?
Exactly. This is we can hardly think without thinking within national categories. And yet, it's really a relatively recent development in human history, since the 18th century, for the most part. So, like every part of our lives, it has a history.
Mm-hmm.
So, with Carolina Public Humanities, we're always interested in understanding what is the history of some institution or idea or cultural phenomenon. It didn't just fall from the sky. So, in my own view, I've always put a lot of emphasis on the relation to the American Revolution, the French Revolution, the development of ideas of human rights and equal rights, the sovereignty of the people.
Mm-hmm.
But the emotional power of this, the power that makes people feel that they are justified in killing others or can accept the death of their own loved ones, how does that emotional power come out of our shared experiences as a community, and how does it relate to religion? How is it commemorated in rituals, in special events that also have a kind of religious quality? That's what I want to introduce at this Humanities Happy Hour, and I'm hoping then people will jump right in and discuss it.
Speaking with Lloyd Kramer, again, director of Carolina Public Humanities, history professor, expert on nationalism, and the speaker at Humanities Happy Hour, which, again, is this Wednesday, the 17th, 6 to 7 p.m. at Top of the Hill Back Bar right downtown. This is absolutely free. Everyone's invited. Come on out. And what you said there just underscores how complex an issue nationalism is, because, I mean, you mentioned so many important points just in a couple sentences there, the extent to which it can be reactionary, it can create hostility, it can mm-hmm. lead people to feel so strongly that they kill other people for it, even within their own country, and yet it originates out of the American Revolution, out of the French Revolution, out of these progressive and in really significant ways international, kind of global mm-hmm. movements for rights and freedom and liberty and individuality. So it's progressive and regressive and both and neither all at the same time.
That's exactly right. And that's what makes it so complex, even as compared to other political ideas, because it can develop on the left, on the right, mm-hmm. in the center. It can have religious overtones. It can have relations to language, to ideas about history, all kinds of things. And I think it's particularly important to think about it this week while we're celebrating Martin Luther King.
Yes.
And think about how he was a nationalist in a way. He was a nationalist who believed that America had certain traditions, values, commitments to human rights. And he built his campaign in the civil rights movement on an appeal to what I would call American national identity and the claims that we need to honor those rights. And I think we live in a time now where there are very many other views of the nation, and we're debating about whether nations are defined by race or by language or by culture. And King really wanted us to define nations by a concept of equality, of human rights, of equal participation in public institutions, and access to economic opportunities. And I actually think one of the most creative ways to think about Martin Luther King this week would be to say, what was his vision of nationalism?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's all the more relevant in the wake of Charlottesville, in the wake of racialized definitions of nationalism, and even in the debates over immigration.
Yep. And this is the difference between civic and ethnic nationalism, right?
I think that's a good way to describe it, that there have often been these two kinds of nationalism, and the civic nationalism can include anyone who comes to America.
Mm-hmm.
That has been the great dream.
You embrace the values and the institutions and things
exactly.
that everyone can
participate
in.
If you embrace the ideas,
yep.
You're a citizen. And there's another kind of nationalism, unfortunately sometimes connected with places like Germany or some other parts of the world, where people are defined by their racial origins, their ethnic, by blood. And so when we think about nationalism in America, there's always been a debate about what is America? And is it a set of ideas, or is it defined by a certain kind of Christianity or racial identity or linguistic identity? And that's the ethnic nationalism. Mm-hmm. So one of the reasons we want to talk about nationalism is not only to understand its emotional power, but also its political power when we think about competing views of what a nation is.
Mm-hmm. Particularly now. I mean, you wrote this book 4 years ago. Mm-hmm. We're talking about it today. And in those 4 years, nationalism as a concept has only seemed to grow in power, both in the United States and overseas in Europe. And this is something that ebbs and flows. It rises and falls with time. But what do you think it is that explains the rise in the power of nationalism and the appeal of nationalism now versus maybe 30 years ago or 100 years ago?
Well, I think nationalism never has completely gone away, mm-hmm. but it does ebb and flow. When people feel economically vulnerable, they often tend to scapegoat, for example, foreigners or people who they think are manipulating the economy. Certainly, globalization has had effects in both Europe and the United States that make many people fearful of foreign influences, of the loss of jobs to foreign powers. I think there's also, of course, the impact of terrorism and the flow of immigrants has intensified national identities, because the recurring theme of nationalism is always self against other. Mm-hmm. And if the other is seen as a threat, then nationalism can be mobilized to win political office. And I think this has certainly been part of the success of Trump, that he was able to focus certain economic and cultural fears on the dangers, so-called, of foreigners and outsiders.
So with that in mind, and I don't want to give away too much of what you're going to be talking about on Wednesday, but this is an important question with regard to nationalism. You've got nationalism and the dark side of nationalism, that exclusive ethnic nationalism that you see so much of today that shuts people out and, anti-immigrant and also opposed to people within our own mm-hmm. borders, which is that sort of negative sense of nationalism that we want to push back against. And then you've got the civic nationalism that you ascribed to Dr. King, which is more open, it's more inclusive, it's mm-hmm. potentially universalizable in the sense that anyone can participate in it. And that's the light side of nationalism, the one that we want to embrace. So how do we move in that direction versus the ethnic direction? Is it just about the story that we tell? Is it about economic or social circumstances? What moves us that way?
Well, this is where I think that knowledge of history and the humanities is really important, because we can look at the outcomes of these different kinds of nationalisms. And I would say that when nationalisms have been inclusive, when they've stressed human rights, when they've stressed certain kinds of civic equality, they've tended to open opportunities, they've tended to reduce the desire for violence against outsiders. Whereas when nationalism has stressed the danger of others, has stressed race, which has stressed religious exclusions, that has led to wars and violence that are often very destructive. And I don't think that nationalism is ever going to go away. I think that what we have to do is to find the positive aspects of nationalism, which I think Dr. King represented, as a way to build community on hope rather than fear. And those would be the ways I would describe the difference between extreme ethnic racialized nationalisms and civic nationalisms.
I'm going to wrap up here in a second. What else should people know about the issue, about the event on Wednesday, or Humanities Happy Hour
in
general? Well,
I would just say it's going to be this Wednesday, January the 17th, But more generally, I just want to invite people to come to more of our humanities programs and to understand that the humanities at UNC Chapel Hill are as active and dynamic as other parts of the university, and that when you hear about UNC, you can also think about UNC as a place to discuss history and literature and philosophy and the arts, as well as sports, medicine, and other kinds of research.
Humanities.unc.edu is the website for Carolina Public Humanities. Go there and get more information about this event upcoming on Wednesday, Humanities Happy Hour in general, every third Wednesday of every month at Top of the Hill Back Bar, and a lot more programs and events scheduled throughout the semester and beyond. This Wednesday from 6 to 7 p.m., head to Topo in the Back Bar. Lloyd Kramer is going to be speaking about nationalism in Europe and America. Very important topic, and a lot of insightful conversation will be had, plus food and drinks and companionship and fellowship and everything else. So definitely worth checking out. And it's free, so all the more reason. Humanities.unc.edu is the website. Go there for more information. Lloyd Kramer, thank you so much.
Thank you, Aaron, and thanks for your interest and passion for the humanities. I appreciate it.